So one day Satan called all of the helpers that he has, all of his minions and his helpers, and he gathered them all together and he said, today I have a plan. Today we have one goal, and the goal is to kill love. And so after much deliberation and them trying to come up with this idea of how are they going to kill love, and who was up for the challenge, one by one they all started to sit down. How are we going to kill love? The demon of greed stood up and said to Satan, he said to him, I think I can go out and kill love. And he said, wow, you sound pretty confident. Go out. Go and see what you can do. And so greed went out and tried to kill love and then came back and said to Satan and those who were deliberating and said, Satan said to him, so were you successful? Were you able to kill love? And he said, nope, I was not able to kill love. And then the demon of lust got up and said, I think I can kill love. He said, okay, go for it. Go see if you can kill love. So then the demon of lust went out and then came back a little while later and said, I was defeated. I couldn't kill love. And then the final one, or another demon, stepped up and said, I really believe I can do it. And he said, I'm not even going to ask your name, but go ahead. You all seem to think that you can do it. Go ahead. Go see if you can do it. So then he goes out. This demon goes out, comes back a while later and says, I was successful. I was able to kill love. And Satan said to him, who are you? And he said, I am the demon of routine. Brothers and sisters, routine kills love. In today's gospel, we are told this. It says, the devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. And little by little, we see how Judas Iscariot was taken over by routine. And slowly but surely, that demon, that unholy spirit of routine, got him to kill and to take away and rob him of love. And once he was robbed of love, that demon of routine, then what happened is that Judas Iscariot killed love, Jesus Christ. Love walked the earth 2,000 years ago. But it was only routine that got to the heart of Judas, and he slowly started to take the fire away from Judas. If we think about it, Judas, right, at this point, prior to this point of the Last Supper, Judas was, we could say, was pretty faithful. He was faithful, he was chosen as all the other disciples, right? Judas was, like the other disciples, was given follow Jesus and gave up everything for Jesus. That he had that fire at one point in his life to say, I want to follow you, Jesus. I want to give my life to you, Jesus. I want to do what you and where you will go. That was his desire. We could say he was probably a really good preacher. And we can say that he casted out demons. We can say these things because God gave that authority to his first priests, were the disciples, and Judas was part of that group. But slowly but surely, after those 3 years of being with Jesus, routine started to kick in and it killed love, which killed Jesus, who was love. Didn't happen overnight. Judas got comfortable probably over those 3 years. He allowed spiritual laziness to kick in. He probably allowed the spirit of lukewarmness. I don't care one way or another. But slowly but surely, he lost his passion, his fire, his zeal for Jesus Christ. And that's pretty sobering. Because as regular mass goers, as we are, those who are here today, We can get stuck in this routine sometimes and not even know it. Routine is a silent, slow killer of love. It doesn't happen overnight. The same way it did not happen for Judas. Are we falling into routine? When we do the sign of the cross, when we put our hands out, when we're at Mass, in our prayer time, is routine slowly but surely creeping into our lives to kill love? Again, slowly but surely, the devil worked hard to steal Judas's fire for Jesus when Judas stopped seeing Jesus as Lord. If we paid attention to today's gospel, 11 of the disciples at the Last Supper, they're gathered around the table, 11 of those disciples called Jesus Lord, which means Savior. But not Judas. Judas did not call Jesus Lord. He called him teacher, which means over those 3 years, love started to die. He didn't see him as Messiah, as Lord, as Savior. He saw him as some teacher. That's where he ended up in 3 years. Because routine killed love. Slowly but surely, the devil worked hard to steal Judas's fire for Jesus by keeping Judas very distracted over those 3 years. Again, Judas was on fire for Jesus. He started off on fire for Jesus. He was preaching and teaching and casting out demons. He was on fire for the Lord. But he became very distracted. The evil spirit of routine was starting to creep in and saying, get distracted with this, get distracted with that, just get distracted. Let me try to distract Judas. And Judas followed Jesus closely in the beginning, but over time, again, he started to distance himself from Jesus and his teachings. Maybe at some point in those 3 years, he started to think, this Jesus is kind of demanding. What is he asking for? Love your enemies. Do good. Turn the other cheek. This is too demanding. So you were Messiah. You were God at one time. Now you're a teacher. You're kind of demanding. So he started to back off a little bit at a time, a little bit for 3 years. He was no longer interested in listening to Jesus when he spoke. Judas took refuge in worldly affairs through his distraction, which killed his love. That spirit of routine, and he stopped paying attention, and he got distracted with greed and with money, with selfishness and pride. He was self-absorbed, and he took his eyes off Jesus, and it killed his fire for Jesus. And then he, in return, killed love. His comfort, spiritual laziness, his disbelief, and routine bled into Mass for him and also for the Eucharist. Again, a lot of you go to daily Mass. I know a lot of you come here every single Sunday. You're very consistent. But routine killed his love. So when he approached the Last Supper, which was the first Mass, he approached it like, okay, just bread, no big deal. He didn't truly believe anymore over time that was Jesus. That Jesus can make his body, blood, soul, and divinity present in the Holy Eucharist. Right? The Last Supper is the first Mass, and Judas took communion. He received the Eucharist, even though his plan was set to sin. How many of us, we can just, this routine, which kills our fire for Jesus, kills our love for Christ. Oh, it's no big deal. My sin is not like other people's sin. We start to justify. I don't need confession. I'm good. I don't kill anybody. This is the spirit of routine, which comes from the enemy, to kill our love. Judas was the first person in history to receive the Eucharist while having a plan to sin and then carry it out after the first Mass, which was the Last Supper. And we look at him and we judge him and we say, why did he do that? How did he go from disciple to betrayer? Routine. It killed his love, which then killed Jesus, who was love. Even until the last minute, by washing the feet of Judas, Jesus was inviting Judas for Jesus to put the fire back into Judas at that last minute. He was still inviting Judas. Judas, let me put the fire back in you. Let me kill the routine rather than the routine killing love. Until the last minute, Jesus was pursuing him. But his fire already died. There was no way, because he wouldn't allow it to be reignited. And brothers and sisters, today is really just a great day to really take that internal spiritual inventory in ourselves on the fire that I have for Jesus. Is that wick, that flame, slowly dying? through the routine of just saying the words and just showing up to Mass and just receiving communion and just the same exact repetitive sins and just routine. Because it kills love. It kills love. And brothers and sisters, love is not a feeling. That fire inside is not a feeling. So if you're saying, I don't have that feeling, it's not about the feelings. It's not about the feelings. Only Jesus, the divine fire, capital F, He's the divine fire who can put that fire, lowercase f, in all of us as baptized Christians. The same way Mary said, let it be done to me. Today we come to Mass and we say, Jesus, divine fire, capital F, put the fire in me. Let it be done to me. Rather than me trying to find that fire, earn that fire, whatever. Now we study Jesus. We pray. We beg God for the grace. We do everything in our power to try to leave that fire burning for Jesus. But if you find it pretty dim and routine is kicking in, we say to Jesus, divine fire, light me on fire. I want to be fire for you, Jesus. And I want to set this world on fire for you, Jesus. So we come to this Mass, right, and we ask God for those graces to be fire. And I just end by saying, again, that we, love, L-O-V-E, is not spelled L-O-V-E, it's spelled T-I-M-E. If we love Jesus and we want that fire to be reignited in our hearts, in our minds, in our soul this Holy Week, there are special graces here today, brothers and sisters. We give Him our time, and that fire will come, and it will consume us, and we can go out and consume the world. So I'm just going to end with a prayer with all of you to pray with me. As I was in my holy hour today, just this word fire, fire, fire kept coming up. And I thought, Jesus, what prayer do you want to give me right now to pray in my holy hour? And He gave it to me, and I want to share it with you. So just going to ask you to repeat after me out loud. Oh Jesus, divine fire, of love, mercy, and strength, through your fire, melt anything and everything that prevents me from being on fire for you and your church. Melt away all lukewarmness, laziness and routine, pride and self-reliance. It's only through this purification which will allow me to be on fire in this world and pass that fire to others. Jesus, divine fire, consume me.